ബ്രഹ്മാനേകതേ പ്രശ്ന ഇതോ ലോകഹിതമിവ ആത്മവി സനമത പുംസാം ശ്രോതവ്യാധീസു ച പരാഹ. This is a verse, the first verse in the first chapter of second canto Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami came to be seen when Maharaj Parikshit was on the verge of his death. So he was perplexed what to do at the time of death. That is the critical position of our life. We may be very proud of our knowledge, of our acquisition, education, wealth, riches, so many things, material acquisition. But the critical time is death. Because whatever you have acquired by means of your body, you have to leave them aside and you have to open a second chapter. Therefore, death is a critical point. People do not understand. Neither there is any educational system what is after death. That is the deficiency of the modern civilization. They do not know what is after death. Somebody will say that when this body is finished, everything is finished. There is no more life. Somebody will say, yes, there is life. Now, taking these two statements as not identified, not verified, suppose, if there is no life after death, that's all life. Then why you are so busy in this life for making progress? Why you are thinking of your family, why you are thinking of your state, of yourself, you are making good bank balance, making wealth, so that my sons and generations will live peacefully. If your this body is temporary and finished after death, then why you are so anxious about your nation, of your society, of your family? Why you are wasting your time? That is the question. But if you think that there is life after death, then what provision you are making for? These are the questions. So far, basic knowledge is concerned, life is not a sport. It is continuous. Learning this rudimentary knowledge is given in the beginning of this Bhagavad-gītā. That najāyate nāmyateva kadāpi. My dear Arjuna, the living entity is never born, neither he dies. The death and birth is of this body, and your journey is continuous. Just like you change your breath, similarly change your body to get another body. Therefore, if we follow the instruction of acharyas or authority, then there is life after death, and how to make provision for the next life. Because this life is preparation for the next life. There is a Bengali proverb. It is said, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, motte jaoge. The purpose is that you may be very proud of your advancement of knowledge, material or spiritual, but everything will be tested at the time of your death. Because you are going to another stage. So Parikshit Maharaj was cut by a Brahmin. He offended the Brahmin somehow or other. That was not an offense, an accident. Anyway, he was cut by a Brahmin boss that within 7 days he will meet with death. So he left his kingdom and entrusted the whole state to his son, and he came out of home. He sat down on the bank of the Ganges, and because he was emperor, so many great sages, 20 persons, all assembled there, that the king was going to die within 7 days, so he must meet and give him words of solace. So the question was, what is now my duty? So long I was not aware of my death. Of course, everyone is aware of his death. Death is as sure as death. But under the influence of Maya, we think that we shall be. That is another wonderful thing. Maharaj Yudhishthira was asked by Yamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? So he replied, the most wonderful thing is that every moment millions of living entities are dying, but one is living, he thinks that I am not dying. Everyone will die, but I will not die. This is the most wonderful thing. But death is as sure as death. So Parikshit Maharaj was given a 7 days notice that he died within 7 days. But so far we are concerned, we have no even 7 minutes notice. We do not know. At any moment we can die. Therefore, how much careful we should be, that is real knowledge. How much we must be careful, what is our duty before the next death comes. Death will come. Bhagavad says that lambhas dungamandam bhautamavam. My dear human being, you have got this body after many, many evolutionary changes from aquatic up to the civilized form of body. Labdhas dullavamidam bhavisambhavan. After many, many births, you have got this a valuable body, human form of body. Manusam arthadam. This body, human body, can give you the highest profit. Highest profit. In other body, you cannot have. But in this body, you can profit very high. And what is that profit? Nishreshaya. The Bhagavad says that you try in this body for your highest benefit. Don't be encumbered by the present necessities of body. You just try for the whole benefit of your life. In many places, his descriptions are there. In another place, It is stated, Tasyaiva etat prajate tapo vidha pralabhate yad bhumatava sarjatha. You are trying to go up and down. You are trying to go to the moon planet, sun planet, very high. Or you may try to go down. But there is one thing that you cannot get by simply traveling up and down. Bhamata upar yadha. You should try for that thing. Tatsaiva heta prajateta kovida nalam hateja bhamata upar yadha. Simply by traveling up and down, you cannot get that. But what is that? Nishra is the highest benefit. And what is the highest benefit? The highest benefit is to stop your birth and death and go back to home, back to God. That is all. That you can have in this life. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, you are learned very highly elevated thing, very quiet thing. So, he called for all the sages to assemble and give him advice, now what is my duty? I am now at the point of death. So somebody recommended something, as there are many opinions in this world. Similarly, among the philosophers, among the religionists, among the transcendentalists, there are many opinions. But by chance, Sundara Goswami was present. So everyone agreed that whatever Sundara Goswami will recommend for their king to accept, because he is a liberated person. So, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sundara Goswami, because Parikshit Maharaj belongs to the families of the Pandavas. He is the grandson of Arjuna. Therefore, they are Krishna conscious. Naturally, they are Krishna conscious family. So he inquired from Sundara Goswami that, is it not my duty to hear about Krishna only at the present moment? He inquired. He was confident that my duty is now to concentrate my mind fully on Krishna. At least I have got this chance of 7 days living. So long I was engaged in state management, kingdom management, family affairs, society, so many things. But at this point of death, I think I should fully concentrate my mind. So when he said like that, Sundara Goswami was very glad, because he is also Krishna, he knows the science of Krishna. So he thanked him and he eulogized him. And therefore he says his heart, Buryam Ekate Krishna, Sita Loka Sitan Nipa. By that means, your posture is very nice. Buryam. Buryam means excellent, super excellent. Buryam Ekate Krishna, your posture. Krishna means posture. Super excellent. And you have done it for the benefit of the whole human society. Because you have made this question, and I shall answer. So, in future, the human society will hear, and they will hear it. So similarly, this answer, which will be given by Sundara Goswami, that is not meant for only Parikshit Maharaj, who was on the verge of death. It is meant for everyone. Because every one of us is on the verge of death. That we should know. We do not know when the death is coming. Everyone, in the time, don't think, oh, I am a young man. I am only 20 years old. I have nothing to do about this now. No. You are also needed. You must always know that death is just like waiting upon your head. At any moment, you can be killed. That is the instruction of Chanakyapandit. Chanakyapandit says that if you want to be a karmi, then you always think that I shall be for you. But if you want to be a transcendentalist, a seeker of perfection of knowledge in spiritual understanding, then you should always think that I am going to death next month. I am going to die next month. If the karmi think like that I shall die, then he will be discouraged. Then why am I working so hard? That's why Arjuna said, Arjuna took the position of a karmi when he was advised by Krishna to fight. He saw that I have to fight with my brother and my grandfather and my nephew. Then after killing them, if I get the victory and get the kingdom, then what do I profit? This is Karmic view. They want some profit to enjoy personality. Therefore, if they think that I am going to die next moment, then their Karmic activity will be stopped. Therefore, Chanakyapandit says that you think that it will be forever. Although it is called. Just to give impetus. But those who are transcendentalists, those who are after going back to home, back to Godhead, they should be serious and they should know that I am going to die in a moment. So, Bhagavan Sate Prashna, Parikshit Maharaj, is thanked by Sukadeva Goswami that my dear king, he has put a nice question. And Lokahitam. Lokahitam means it is very beneficial to the human society. Atavisammatah. Why it is beneficial to the human society? Because this kind of prasna or question is approved by the Atmavid. Atmavid is self-realized person. There are many questions and many answers. But the question and answer are put by the self-realized person, that is prasna. Therefore he says that your question is Atmavid Sammatah, approved by the self-realized person. And Pumsam Sudabhyadishu Japaraha. And it is the sublime subject matter for hearing. Sublime, the heart, the topmost, the supermost subject matter. Because we are always hearing. You have come here to hear something, or if you go to some other political organization, there also you will hear. If you go to some scientific organization, there also you will hear. If you go to your school, your college, you will hear. Because hearing is our process to acquire knowledge. So he says, the sutra body is proper. There are many subject matters for hearing, but this kind of hearing is supermost, and it is approved by the self-realized person. And it is beneficial to the human society. Then he says, Sotrabhyadunirajanda milam santi sahasra. Apashtatam apatattam vihiti vihamedina. This each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of meaning. If one word is explained, it will take 3 hours. That much time we haven't got, we have to describe everything very shortly. So he says, now, my dear king, there are many subject matters for hearing. And but he says that many subject matters for hearing for whom? Apasthatam apasthatam. Those who are blind for self-hearing. For them there are many subject matters. Apatattam apasthatam. Apatattam means the subject matter of self-realization. Apasthatam. One who is not seeing. The difference between Krishna conscious person and ordinary person is that the ordinary person does not see what is the aim of his life. But a Krishna conscious person knows what is the aim of his life. That is it. Oh. Nothing to do with the things he knows. That is all that stands. Ordinary persons, they do not know what is actual their self-interest. Everyone is busy, self-interested. Either individually, or socially, or communally, or nationally. Everyone is self-interested. Without self-interest, nobody works. But what is that self-interest? The human society does not know. That is explained in the Bhagavatam. Rati Vidhu Sastra Gatinhi Vishnu. They have lost the view of their self-interest. Why? Durakara Ji Bhuhyatthamanina. They have got a false idea of becoming happy in this material world. They cannot be happy, but still they are hoping, hoping against hope. So many organizations have been manufactured in the highest organization in the United Nations to make the human society happy, but that fails because they do not know what is the aim of human life. Not only do they do not know half of the two self-interested way. Why? Durasa. Durasa means expectation. We shall never have the full day. They do not know it. They are attaching after peace and prosperity. And there is no possibility of peace without Krishna consciousness. That is not. There is no possibility, definitely, any man can come and he can say that there is no possibility of peace and prosperity without Krishna consciousness. That is not it. Therefore, it is said, durasa, the expectation, the hope, which will never be fulfilled. Bhuhyatthamanina, attracted by the external teacher. This material world is the external feature of God. It is called Maya, illusion. It is compared with the mirage in the desert. Just like in the desert, the animal sees there is water. And he runs after the water. And as he runs, the water also advances, the animal also advances. And at a time when it becomes fatigued and tired, it dies. Similarly, by material advancement of knowledge, we are simply after that mirage, water in the desert. Where is water in the desert? It is simply illusion. So not able to be part of the thing with Vishnu. Therefore, those who are not thirsting after Vishnu, or those who are not serious about becoming Krishna conscious, or God concept, they are simply acted like that. Minded, whatever it is. Nothing to do with after the name of this movie. Durakaya de bhagatthamam. Mind? Anhada sandhi rupaniya mana. Then what about this leader? Everyone has got some leader. This political leader, that political leader. That religious leader, that philosophical leader, scientist leader. So many. They are leaders. Come on, man. So, Bhagavad says, andhāda sāndhai rupanīyam. Teti satam prāsudāni badhyā. These leaders, they are blind. And they are trying to lead other blind men. So what is the reason? If your eyes are open, then you can talk of other blind men. Please come along with me, I shall cross with you. But if you are yourself blind, then how you can lead other blind men? So the leaders, the blind men, leaders, they are leading other blind. Andhāda sāndhai rupaniyama. Te isatantra udāni baddhā. Although the leaders and the men both are sanctioned not by the laws of nature. This is the position. Therefore, here it is specifically said that subject matter for hearing, there are many, and many for hope, apuskatāma apuskatāṁ, those who are blind for self-care. Griheshu vihamedina. Griheshu means in household affairs. And vihamedina. Vihamedhi, there are two words in the Vedic literature. One is called vihamedhi, another is called grihastha. Grihastha means householder. And vihamedhi means living in the house, but his aim is self-dedication. And grihastha means, grihastha is also an ashram. According to Vedic civilization, there are eight divisions. Varnas, four varnas and four ashrams. Four varnas means division of social order. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras. Similarly, there are four orders of spiritual advancement. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. A spiritual ashram, spiritual advancement division is called ashram. So, grihastha ashrama means one will live with family, husband, wife, children, but the aim is Vishnu. He is grihastha. It doesn't matter, sannyas ashram, just as we have accepted sannyas ashram. So, aim is Vishnu. Similarly, if one lives as grihastha with family, living, it depends on one's choice. If you like, if you think that accepting sannyasa is better to advance in Krishna consciousness, then accept it. Don't accept it simply to make a show. But if you feel that if I live within family member, that will help me more in Krishna consciousness. Then live in that way. There is no obligation that you have to become a sannyasi or you have to become a brahmachari, then you can realize. No. Any platform is your aim in Krishna and Vishnu. That is your self. That is your self. But they do not know what is the self. So either he becomes a sannyasi or grihastha, it is all easy. Because his aim is missing. Therefore, we should have the aim. What is the aim? The aim is the soul. And one who has accepted this fact that my life will be perfect when I become fully Krishna conscious, they are called Atmajit. one who knows the importance of his self. So, here, that is also concerning the Bhagavad Gita. Dasa-dita buddhi regeha purnandam. Bhagavad Gita cha buddhi abhyavusayana. Those who are fixed on, one who is fixed on, that this is the aim of my life, his business is what? It is. And one who is not fixed on, abhyavusayana, one has no definite aim of life. Bhagavad-gita, his manufacturing, different types of knowledge, this knowledge is satisfying, this knowledge is satisfied, this knowledge is satisfied. No! No knowledge will satisfy you so long you are blind to see your self-interest. So, but it is my idea, Supreme Goswami says, Asustatam Grihesu Grihamehina. He has used this very word, Grihamehi. Grihamehi means, just like in the ordinary sense, at the present day, a householder means, his aim is that I should have a nice apartment, I should have a nice car, and I should have a nice bank balance, my wife should be very nicely dressed, my children should be nicely educated, and this way, simply. But what is the aim of life? He does not know. He is called Jivamedhi. But one who knows that this dressing of my children, of my wife, or having a good apartment, or having a car, these are superfluous. My aim is how to achieve the highest perfection of life, becoming Krishna conscious. That is given. He may remain with family and children, but his aim being fixed up. And Vishnu, he is given. He is the ashram. That family life is also ashram. Just like this temple you can call it is ashram. Similarly, any person living with family, but the aim is how to understand Krishna. He is a fear. And one who is missing that point, simply thinking how to materially become happy, that is not possible, but he is after that. That's my idea. He is called Grihamehi. Therefore, this very word is used here. Griheshu Grihamehi Nam. So what is the business of Grihamedhi? That is explained here. Nitraya Hyate Natram Dhabayane Sabaya Vivakate Hyaradam Kutumma Bharanenam. By the case, those who are blind to their self-interest, or those who are not taking to Krishna consciousness, those who do not know what is the aim of life, their business is like this. What is that? The business is that nidra hyate at night they sleep or have sex with. This is nice business. Because there are two things, they are nice. So nice business is sleeping and sexing. And diva kati ayajan. And they tell, where is money? Fly your motor car this way, this way, that way, find out where is money. All I get this money, then stop. No, he said, Nidra Hedra, Diva Tharta Hayaradam, Kutumma Bharanayama. And as soon as he gets money, then immediately says, please, what to purchase for my wife, what to purchase for my children, what to purchase for this, for this, for this. So, trying to be so. So this is their business and my business. Then where is the opportunity for self-realization? If you spoil your day and night like this, then where is the possibility of self-realization? Where is the time? This is the business of this man. But a Grihastha, Which Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of rising from the dead at 4 o'clock, he is anxious how to perform mangalaruti. And immediately goes to the duty room. His children, his husband, our wife, and cleans his duty room very nicely, and changes the dress of the duty, and offers flowers, because at 6 o'clock there will be immediately Krishna. So just after rising from the bed, his business becomes Krishna. And the whole day and night, up to 10 o'clock, he is engaged in this way. So what he is doing at night, simply Krishna. Therefore, his business is 24 hours, Krishna consciousness. And the Grihamedi, he is simply engaged in day and night how to satisfy the senses. That is the difference between Grihamedi and Grihastha. Let's try to understand these two words. Griha means house. House, body, house, these four walls are the ceiling. That's all. So we are also living. This room is now called sanctuary because we are talking about Krishna. And you can make it a drinking club also. The room is the same. But when the business is different, it is called sanctuary. And when the business is different, it is called a room. So to remain as Grihastha, as householder, is not under, but it should be Krishna power. Just as in our society, there are some of them are Grihastha, some of them are Brahmachari, and some of them, like that, the poor ashramas, there is nothing under, because the air is Krishna. If the air is Krishna, then your life, your interest, is all right. If the aim is not Krishna, then you are losing the opportunity of the human form of life. Thank you.